The following is an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2011, all rights reserved.
Venice Beach, California, rejects Lindsay Lohan. The funny thing about Venice Beach, California, is that it's famous for allowing homeless people, as well as transients, into their city. It appears they have very liberal laws in place, which allow the homeless to sleep where they want, and when they want. A town that welcomes homeless people can't just turn around and kick them out, so what you have are people living in beat-up recreational vehicles, parked up and down streets that can't be moved. That is, of course, unless it's street cleaning day. The problem is, they're allowed to go right back on the street, so what you have are these old-style Winnebagos with people living in them, because they have nowhere else to go. Now, just for a moment, let's get real. I have recently read stories that describe Venice Beach as a quiet little beach community. The reality is, it's a sick, twisted place. There is no question that the people mentioned are people who in their life have definitely taken too much acid, smoked too much spleef, or put too much faith in the power of prayer. It's the type of place that basically has guardian angels on bicycles roaming around to help out police because law enforcement is so completely overpowered by goofballs, morons, thieves, more thieves, and a frightening array of meth heads. Simply put, to say it's crazy in Venice Beach is an understatement. Believe me, in Venice Beach, when the sun goes down, you want to stop wherever you are, drop anything and everything you're doing, and get the fuck out, and quick. At night on the street, you literally take your life into your own hands. There are open pit fires, homeless people, bums, more bums, even more bums soaked in urine, still even more bums, completely covered in their own feces, dirtbag drug dealers, waste of life drug users, panhandlers, vicious con men, disease-ridden prostitutes of both genders, serial killers, and a large colorful variety of scary motherfuckers. Now, imagine a town like that, not wanting Lindsay Lohan in it at all. Tell me, what the hell does that tell you?
The proceeding was an audio commentary by Frank Stratton, produced by Stratton Limited, copyright 2011, all rights reserved. Visit Frank on the web at frankstratton.com. Also, feel free to tune into Coastal Muse with Frank and John monthly on Apple's iTunes and coastalmuse.com. Thank you for listening. Cheers.